SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Isaiah, welcome to NITV Radio.
It's really good to be here, so thank you so much for having me.
And thank you for joining us. And also, congratulations on adding author to your list of accolades. It's your first book, it's a children's book, and it's out now in all stores. Can you tell me a bit more about where this whole journey started?
Yeah, so this is a project that I've been working on for probably about a year. And, you know, it's something that I have always been passionate about, you know, is education and youth and, you know, and kids. So doing something like this has been such a dream come true. And, you know, it's something that I wish that I would have had in my own schooling journey when I was a young kid as well. So I'm kind of like filling in a bit of a personal gap that I feel like that I didn't have when I was growing up. So yeah, this book is all about First Nations history and culture, and yeah, 20 things that I feel like every Aussie kid should know and learn about the First Nations people.
It's definitely a very important part of the education for all Australians. Can you tell me a bit more about what those 20 topics are and why you chose those?
Yes. When I was writing the book, you know, we listed so many. We listed probably about maybe 50 to 70 different topics that I was thinking of including in the book. And, you know, we went back and forth with choosing what ones that I thought would be necessary and ones that I feel like, you know, your average Aussie kid probably has heard about in their life. And I just wanted to elaborate on those topics, you know, things like acknowledgements of country and a welcome to country and the differences between those, you know, colours of the Torres Strait Islander flag and the Aboriginal flag, elders, seasons, music, art, dance, song lines. So they're very, I think that there's a lot of general topics in there, but there's also some that I personally feel like that I really connect to as well. And I think I've just given people a bit more of an understanding about those things because, you know, you hear about a lot of things like an elders and maybe what people out there are confused or kids out there are confused. Why do we call elders uncle or auntie or what's that all about? So I've really dived in and kept it really accessible for children to understand. And it's a great read. And but like I said, even though this is like a children's book, I feel like even adults can pick this up and learn something from it. So the topics I've included in this are ones that I really think people are going to get a lot from and know a bit more about, because I know in schools and things, you know, you probably hear a lot about the culture and certain terms and certain topics about Aboriginal culture and history, but there's not a direct, just kind of factual explanation about what those actually mean. And with this book, I've done that in a way that I think children will really enjoy and really understand in a childlike way, but also keeping it true and respectful as well.
And what are some of those topics that you feel more of a personal connection to that you felt was really important to include in the book?
Well, writing this book in each section of the book, like I really tried to include, I feel like all the topics are the ones that I've chosen that I really have a personal connection to, because if you read the book, each topic I've included my own personal flair to it and what it actually means to me. Obviously music and art is probably one of the most personal ones, obviously being a singer, and explaining how music and singing are huge parts of the culture and passing down knowledge and stories. I really loved writing the elders page as well, because I got to include, you know, an elder Auntie Lois, Peeler from the original Sapphires in there, who is a really big role model and inspiration for me. Things like song lines as well was something that I really enjoyed learning more about song lines, dreaming stories, also including in the totems section about where I'm from and my country and the totems that that are special to me and significant to me as well. Throughout the book, I've added my own, personal vibe and my own personal experiences that I've had in my own life. I really wanted to keep this book authentic to me and not just make it like a fact, like a 101 kind of book. I really wanted to keep my personal experiences and how I feel about things present throughout the book. So I think when you read it, you can really feel that.
I think you're dead on. You can really see that when you read through the pages. And now to the front page, the title page, Come Together. Such a strong name for the book. What inspired that name?
Come together. I think my main purpose for this book was to bring people together, was to bring Australia together, was to try and find a kind of meet halfway kind of thing. And I'm trying to think like what I really overthought the title of the book for a while because it's the title. It pretty much says what the book is about. And it was as simple as calling it Come Together because that's what I want people to do is come together, is to read this book, is to have a better understanding, to come together and celebrate. I think celebrate is probably the best word for this book because I want people to really be proud and have a newfound respect and understanding for First Nations people and culture. And if I'm starting, I think children are, they're the next generation. They're the keys to our world in the future. So if we start with our kids and teaching them, they're going to grow up with understandings and with knowledge. And that was the real whole motivator behind the book. And yeah, like come together, it says it all. I really want this book to bring people together to celebrate that.
And you mentioned earlier, this whole journey really started out of you wanting to see more of our history and culture taught in schools. Why is that so important to you?
I think as a First Nations person, I think it kind of goes without kind of saying. I mean, it is a massive part of who I am and my identity and me for one, like I'm super proud of my heritage and who I am. And I think Australia needs to, no pun intended, but come together and celebrate this amazing culture that we have here in Australia. And it's just a huge passion of mine to be an advocate and someone that's sharing and getting people on board with who we are as people and celebrating that. And in turn, hopefully, garnering more respect also towards First Nations people and our history and beautiful culture.
You said this is something you wish you'd had when you were at school. And I mean, I can say from my experience as well, I wish it was something I had in my school. What do you think it means for the young mob of today to see and experience their culture and history being taught in school?
Well, I really hope that it encourages and inspires First Nations mob, around Australia. I think to have the representation in book form is really big, I think, because it's something that I didn't have growing up. A great children's book where I could pick up and feel connected to. I really think that this is going to be great, not only for First Nations mob. I feel like anyone that picks this book up, teachers, students, parents, uncles, aunties, I feel like there is something to learn in this book. And yeah, I really hope that people can walk away with, a bit more understanding and feeling a bit more connected.
Now, this is the first book that you've written, but you have written all of these deadly songs that we know and love. What was it like taking that creative writing skill from song and applying it to books? Was it challenging?
Yes, for sure. Like you said, this being my first book, it was like a whole new experience. Like everything from just the whole process of like fleshing out ideas, even about what I even wanted to start the book and what I wanted to even talk about. From that to fleshing out all the ideas for each page, how I wanted the book to look, the illustrations, writing the book as well. You know, there was a lot of back and forth and a lot of editing because we really needed to make it, you know, accessible for children and easy to understand and have a certain flow to the sentences and the paragraphs. So it was a really big learning experience just as an author. And I learned so much about, you know, just like the book industry and writing for children. And at times it was tricky for sure, because, you know, I just thought, oh, awesome, like Bob's Your Uncle, children's book, easy, like I just wrote a few pages, all good. But it was a very intricate process, and there were, you know, some late nights and things of where I was editing and going through hundreds and hundreds of notes made by my editor. And yeah, like I wouldn't say it was hard, but it was challenging, but definitely like a huge learning experience. And yeah, I can't believe that now I can like officially say that I'm an author, because yeah, like it's something that I've always had a big dream about. And yeah, to have it out now, I think it's really special.
And can you tell me a bit more about the illustrations? I mean, the book is such a bright and beautiful read. What was the vision behind that?
Yeah, so the illustrations are by Jaylen Byumawai. And this is her second book that she has illustrated. And, you know, I kind of didn't want the book to be too like Disney-like or maybe too cartoonish. I wanted to have some realism with the illustrations. And Jaylen has done an amazing job. Everything like from the font, like she created this font, everything illustrative about this book is all original. And yeah, I think it just really helps the message of each topic, and it really subtly like just helps support, you know, each topic. Nothing's too overly done. I just really wanted it to be like so easy to understand, and for it to come from the heart. And I think Jalen's done like an incredible job.
Now that the hard part's done and I can see you've got a hard copy in your hand and a few sitting behind you, what's next for you? Is there anything else in the works that we need to know about, or are you just sort of sitting in this moment and really taking it in?
It still is crazy to me that I'm like holding it and I'm doing all of these interviews and things about it, because for a while, like, it didn't really seem real, because, you know, it was just me on a computer and going through notes and making edits and things. And when I first got sent the first sample, which didn't look anything like this, even then I was like so excited, because I was like, oh wow, this is all becoming so real. And then when I actually got sent the real hard copy, I was like, wow, this is crazy. And then, you know, to also be considered as an author as well is like a dream come true for me as well. But, you know, I'm gonna keep promoting this. It comes out today. Like if I can get this even in schools, that would be a huge tick as well, because I really hope this book can somehow be in schools, or it'll be like a staple book that people have. But yeah, moving forward, I've got a lot of interviews and things to do for this book, and a lot of promotion around it, which I'm really excited about. And also I've got a new song actually also coming out tomorrow, which is in celebration of all the holiday seasons right now. And I love Christmas and I love the holiday period. So it's going to be a Christmas song, which I'm really excited about, and, you know, performances and things towards the end of the year. But this has been like a huge highlight of not only this year, but my whole career so far. And I really hope this is the start of many books to come.
I have heard this tune and I am so eager to play it. I think it's going to replace Mariah Carey this year on the top list of Christmas songs. So thank you so much for that. Is there anything else that you want our listeners to know or any parting messages you have?
Go get your copy. It's a good Christmas. If you're thinking of last minute Christmas gifts, think of this book. Yeah, I just really hope that, like I said, the people that pick this book up can feel inspired, feel connected, have a better understanding, and be proud.
On that note, the book is available in all good bookstores across Australia, in-store and online. And for my mob back in Darwin, you can find it in Big W as well. Isaiah, congrats on the book. I can't wait to get my hands on one of those hard copies. Thank you so much for joining us on NITV Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.